Today is Monday, April 5th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I started that twice because I feel like my microphone sounds a little quiet, but it still sounded quiet the second time. You guys won't notice at all because it'll be all edited, all the lovely editing that I do. It'll all be done. Well, why don't we start out with a voicemail? Because I don't really have a lot of content, and we got a voicemail. So let's listen to that.
Hello, Adam. I'm a complete stranger that you have never heard from
Hello.
Before. I was calling because you changed the theme song on your The Geeky Gay Show, and I just wanted to let you know that I like it. It might be a little too long, though. You might want to chop it down. But other than that, it sounds really good. Are you still going to kick people's ass at the exit, though? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks.
Isn't that... Well, thank you, random person who I don't know. I think that was Daniel Brewer. If I were guessing, I think that's Daniel Brewer. And I'm going to... For now, you know, I and who knows? So what I did, I'll just explain to everyone. I've been thinking about it for a while. I've been thinking, well, you know, I've been using the same theme song for years. That was the Adam and Maddie Show theme song. And I was trying out a new music service. It's a long story, but I pay for a video subscription to this place called Videoblocks. They also have another website called Storyblocks or Radioblocks. I don't know. It's something. And they do theme, they do motion graphics themes, they do stock video, I think they have stock photos probably. But they also have music. And but I pay for the video version. And so I was thinking, well, you know, I probably need to try a couple of music options because I pay $100 a year or something for this video thing and I'm not using it. I have this history of paying for subscriptions that I don't use. And because I think we all do that, I'll sign up for a subscription thinking, oh, this will be great for my podcasting, or this will be great for my videos that I'm going to make, you know, even though I don't ever make any videos, or this will be great for whatever. And this will be great for the Pride 48 website or whatever. And I sign up for things and then I don't use them. And I don't even think about them because they come out of my credit card and they're usually small-ish amounts that you don't, at the time when they come out, you don't even think about them. And so I need to go and cancel this Videoblocks one, although now I'm thinking, I say this all the time, but now that I've got this live video switcher, I'm thinking, well, what I could do is start, and it would be secret because I kind of want to, if I do something, I kind of want it to be separate from my geeky gay identity and be something completely different. But then I could advertise it on Geeky Gay, which would be a good thing. But, you know, I don't know. So it's not that I won't ever tell you guys who listen to this, but it's like if I do start something, maybe I'll want it to be a totally, maybe a professional thing or who knows. I'm still thinking about it. But just like I do with my podcast where I'm live to tape. Basically, I play the theme song live, I record everything live, the voicemails are live, the closing songs, everything is live. The only editing I do is top and tail, which means just get rid of the, you know, all the stuff before the theme song starts. Because I hit record and it takes me a second to get started. And then anything at the end before I turn off the recording. And I do a little noise removal and leveling and all of that kind of stuff. But it's very minimal. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes to quickly do the editing. Everything else is live. I don't put in music after the fact or anything like that. And it makes it very convenient when you do a lot of podcasts because you can just... And we've, you know, most everything that we do, mix minus when we did do Beast Intent, we're kind of live to tape other than... For Mix Minus and Doobie's Intent, I would record my half of the conversation and Daniel records his. So there is a little bit more editing involved there, but he's not going in and adding sound effects or adding voicemails. All of that is done live still. And I was thinking, you know, now that I've got this live video switcher, I could also do that with video. I could load my opener, I could load my closer, I could load any graphics, I could load anything like that that I want to use. And I could do all the switching between opening logo, closing logo, middle bit. If I'm showing anything on the table, I could have a camera already set up for that. And I could do all of that while I'm recording, you know, even have a script and play it on a teleprompter, because I also have a teleprompter that I bought years ago that I've not really used. And so I don't know, maybe I'll, you know, but the bottom line is I was trying this new, I've just completely gone off the rails. I was trying a new music service. And I was just listening around and I kind of liked that song. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to try that as an opener. Who knows? I mean, next week I may have a different one. Or maybe I'll stick with that one for 10 years or however long I've used the other one. Or maybe I'll go back to the other one. Who knows? You'll never know. But I kind of like the change. It feels refreshing. And yeah, I do agree that it needs to be shorter. In fact, I think person who I've never heard from before. I think we may have discussed that Friday night. But I haven't done that yet. So I will. So I know everyone is dying to get a crabgrass update. I mean, I know this is what you all live for. It's like, how is Adam's crabgrass doing? Well, I'm going to tell you. So on the weekend, Mark and I, he wanted to go to a couple of nurseries on Saturday, and we had lunch. We went for a walk because I've been trying to add more walking into our Saturdays, into our life in general. And so we went for a walk Saturday morning because I still haven't bought exercise equipment, so I've got to do something. And we played Pokemon while we were walking, like we do. And then we picked up lunch at Whataburger because Saturday was my cheat day. So I didn't have Whataburger last weekend. So it's been over 2 weeks and my neighbor is revving an engine right now, which he always does. He usually waits until 1 a.m. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So we had Whataburger for lunch. Although Mark only had a cinnamon roll, he was not in the mood for a burger. And then we went out after lunch and looked at some nurseries because Mark wanted to buy some plants. And I decided I was going to try to find some crabgrass killer. And I found something at the store that said it will kill crabgrass, dandelions, other broadleaf weeds, foxtail, and it won't kill your lawn. That's what it said anyway. Now, the problem is it had lawn like in air quotes and it says, look in the directions to see what type of lawns that this works with. Well, I don't know what kind of grass we have. So I took my chances that it's not going to kill our lawn. Now, our yard is still brown, like it hasn't started turning green yet, or the green grass hasn't started coming in yet. And so my stepdad said, well, if the new grass hasn't started coming in yet, probably even if the poison is not good for it, it probably won't hurt anything because, you know, the top layer is still dead. Nothing has come in yet. So we'll see. Anyway, regardless, I spent probably an hour spraying all this thick crabgrass. I mean, super thick crabgrass. And, you know, that was on Saturday, and I looked today, and they look a little wilty, but they are not dead. So I don't know these super crabgrasses that will not die. I'm not sure. You know, I spent an hour spraying that shit. This crabgrass does not want it. Now, my next door neighbor, it's like his whole yard is crabgrass. So we're doing a lot better than the next door neighbor, but I don't know. Trials and tribulations of the crabgrass. We watched Godzilla, King of the Monsters, and we watched Godzilla vs. Kong Saturday night while we had our restaurant meal. And I hated both of them. Did not enjoy either one of them. There's really no story, and it's all action sequences, which I get tired of after a while. I just, you know, I need a little storyline. So, I mean, whatever. It was a diversion, but I don't know. It just wasn't, I didn't really enjoy them all that much. And then yesterday we were supposed to have lunch with my parents because it was Easter. And there was a whole bunch of drama around that, but basically it ended up that my mom has stomach issues, and you never know when she's going to feel like eating. And she's like, oh, could we reschedule that? And so we had to move everything around, and we rescheduled it to last night. But we did have dinner with them for Easter, so I guess that's good. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.